join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today, Bishop Herbert Bailey continues with opportunities and opportunists.
Sometimes opportunities look like work. John 2 and 7, he said, fill the water pipes with water, and they fill them up to the brim. And we think that's probably took place in 2 minutes, 5 minutes. It could have been hours. Before the widow woman was blessed to pay her debt, she was given a very specific instruction, 2 Kings 4 and 3. Then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, empty vessels. Borrow not a few. Don't just get a couple. God was getting ready to put her in the oil business because she was going to be selling oil now and all her debt was going to be eliminated. But first, she had to go borrow vessels. Excuse me, you got any pots? How many? You got it. Watch it. And how many vessels can one woman carry by herself? I'm sure she didn't have a Ford F-150 to put them in. Who knows what it took for her to get in all these vessels? But to the degree, this is so good, to the degree she was willing to obey the instructions and put the effort in to do the work, the degree to which she will be financially increased and have the oil. Because the Bible never says that when a miracle took place that they ever ran out of oil. She ran out of vessels. And when she used the last vessel, the oil stopped. If she had another vessel, it would have kept going. If she had another vessel, but that was going to require work. What does God want to fill up if you just give him a vessel? Before Jehoshaphat, oh, we like to preach about Jehoshaphat, send out the praises. The Lord is good, his mercy endures forever. And as they sang praises, the Lord sent ambushments against the three armies that came together, and they turned on each other, and they start killing each other. And Jehoshaphat and the children of Judah didn't even have to fight. They just watched the enemy turn on each other. And God said, all that they leave is your harvest. Is your spoil. But then the Bible says they had to work 3 days to gather the spoil. That's 2 Chronicles 20 and 5. And they found among an abundance both riches with the dead body. Now some of us, that would have been it right there. But I guess I ain't going to have that. Because you scared of dead bodies. That would have been the end of that promise. They found riches with the dead bodies. Jewels, which they had to strip off for themselves, more than they could carry, more than enough. And they were 3 days gathering up the harvest. Here's an opportunity for great harvest. We're just going to have to spend 3 days getting it. Are y'all listening? Y'all getting this? So your opportunities in 2021 may look like work. Now, I often talk about Jacob's success. I even read it in the offering Exhortations 1. But I often talk about Jacob's success and wealth But that took some working and waiting and digging. Let's look at Genesis 26. Genesis 26, 6, starting in verse 18. Right now I'm talking about Isaac. We'll get to Jacob here in a moment. Genesis 28, 26, verse 18. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called the names after the name by which his father called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac, herdmen, saying, the water's ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well, and they strove for that also. And he called the name of that one Sitna. And he removed from thence, and he digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. He had wells. Remember in, is it John 4, where Jesus talked to the woman at the well, and she starts talking about our father Jacob built this well. Jacob and his servants dig wells. I just did a little research about a well. They said at a minimum for a well to have good fresh water, you got to dig at least 200 feet. He dug the wells, not one, plural. And then after he dug this well, folks tried to fight him over it. Opportunists. Trying to claim what you work for. How long did it take to dig this well? And then said, now, and the research I did was really talking about here in the Western culture, in American culture. I mean, what, 200 feet. I told you a story a couple weeks ago. I heard Tyler Perry tell a story as he was getting an award that on his property he had this house, and the water cost him so much, so he told them to dig a well. And at first they couldn't find water. They kept digging. And they had to, finally they got water after digging over 1,000 feet. So many wells are at least 1,000 feet. I want water. Look at all the water he got. What did he have to go through to get that water? I don't think they had what we call backhoes today. I don't believe he had a caterpillar. I don't believe he had a train. All these heavy duty farming equipment and excavation equipment that we would use today. No, most of this was manual labor. You know, we read the scripture, we don't have the time to think about it. We just know he's blessed. But what did it take to be blessed like that? He dug, we know, at least 3 wells. And he dug it after they had clogged it up, because Abraham had done it 700 years before. But he kept on digging. Can you push past obstacles? Can you have the determination to keep on doing it even when it looks like the enemy's trying to plug up and clog up all that you're working on? But I know God said I'm supposed to have water. But I know God said I'm supposed to be blessed. I know God said, and sometimes you got to keep on going until I heard one preacher say, until you get a gushing. Until you know that, man, I've struck in and I've hung in there, and now this is going to be my Rehoboth. The Lord has made room for me, but it took a while for me to get there. I'm going to be fruitful. I mentioned Jacob earlier. Jacob also became very wealthy. He became wealthy with cattle and sheep and goat. He was a rancher. But that didn't happen overnight. Look at Genesis 30, 32 through 43 says, let me just summarize it. I don't have to read it all. But after he's worked at least 14 years to have the wife he didn't want, he got tricked to having, and then got the wife he wanted, Leah, and then Rachel. And then his father-in-law gets ready to switch up his wages again. In other words, not paying him what he said they're going to pay him. And he's going to leave. He said, please, please, just, I tell you what, just I want you to keep working for me. Keep working for me. I'll give you whatever you want. Jake said, listen, I don't need you to give me a darn thing. I don't need you to give me anything. I tell you what, just all your rejects, all the sheep you don't want, all the goat you don't want, all the cattle that you don't want, you know, the black sheep. Why they call it black sheep? Because it's very exceptional. Most sheep are white. Give me the one that come out black, the one that you really don't want, that nobody wants, and nobody really wants to eat, nobody wants to get milk from. Give me those. Give me those speckled cows, which tells us then, y'all, there really wasn't speckled. When we think of cows now, we think all these speckled cows, but apparently, now, Jacob started that. Oh, give me all the speckled ones. They didn't cherish those. He said, give me all the rejects. He says, and that'll be my wage. You don't have to give me anything. Whatever I produce from those, that'll be my wage. And his father-in-law, Laban, said, he said, oh, good deal. Back to himself and to his sons, he's saying, fool, everybody knows that those don't increase. Everybody knows they don't grow. That you can't have a whole ranch full of speckled sheep and black sheep and spotted calf, because that doesn't happen. But Jacob saw an opportunity. Verse 33, and he says, I want you to see that. He says, just give me that, and that'll be my wages, whatever I produce from that. Verse 33, and so shall my righteousness, my right standing, answer for me. Highlight this if you can, if you have a paper Bible, in time to come. It's not going to be overnight. He said, over time, let's see what happens here. And when it shall come for my wages, when we come before you, everyone that's not speckled or spotted on the goats and the brown among the sheep, let that be counted stolen to me. Say, if there's any that are the regular, normal ones, those are yours. But if they're speckled and spotted, those are mine. And Laban said, behold, I'll do according to your word. And he moved that day. And he had goats that were ring-straked and spotted, and she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. He put 3 days' distance between himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's sheep. And Jacob took the rods, and God gave him a plan. God gave him a plan how to cause these to reproduce. Can I tell you, the wisdom of God will show you how to make work what's not working for other people. The wisdom of God will show you what to do with what others throw away. The wisdom of God will cause you to see the treasure in the trash. The wisdom of God will cause you to see the opportunity where everyone else just sees disaster. Look down at verse 41. And it came to pass, whenever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler, weaker ones were Laban, and the stronger ones were Jacob. What I want you to really see here is verse 43. And the man increased. Now, wouldn't it be good just to see where Jacob says, just give me those sheep, it shall be my hire. And then he just took them. And then we get right in verse 43. And the man increased. No, there was some work before the increase came. It was in the process of time. And the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle. That's, come on, put that up. Genesis 43, 40 and 43. The man increased exceedingly and had much cattle and maid servants and men servants and camels and asses. Now the amplified of that verse says he became exceedingly prosperous. Other translations say he became very wealthy. The contemporary English says he became rich and successful. And the Message translation says the man got rich and richer. But I want y'all to see it was a great opportunity to become a great rancher and to become very wealthy, but it didn't happen all at once. He had to work that thing. He had to work that thing. I did a little bit of research about that. I said, how long might this have taken? And we don't know how many head, but let me just say, cows are like people. A cow gestation period is about 9.5 months. And a U.S. cow, for example, gives birth for the first time when they're about 2 years old. So you got to have them 2 years before they produce anything. Oh, y'all listen to me. Goats and sheep gestation period is about 150 days, about 5 months. And many times sometimes they have twins and triplets and quadruplets. But generally, one sheep or goat will have 3 to 5 over a lifetime. And sheep produce about 3.5 lambs over a lifetime. My point is, he became very rich and had very much cattle and sheep and all, but it didn't happen instantly. He became rich over time. Glory to God. He became rich over time. And so I have a real concern now, because some of y'all really get deceived by Instagram and TikTok. Y'all see TikTok, you come looking like this, you do like this, now you look like this. That's not how life works, y'all. I don't care how good the beat is. And all of a sudden, your outfit changed. You look, you know, one of my spiritual daughters here in the house, I saw her little TikTok. She had her bonnet on, you know, then had the music playing. It went down, and then all of a sudden, then she had a little sexy dress on. TikTok. Life ain't just tick-tock. Life is tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Then sometime it break. It got fixed to tick and the tock. Then some more tick-tock. No, life is not just instant tick-tock. Life is not just instant Instagram. Beautiful pictures. Those pictures take time. So Jacob, here's my point I want to get you about Jacob. Jacob, what we later discover, he did this because God gave him a dream. How many of you guys have given you a dream for your life, a vision for your life, a plan for your business? God gave Jacob a dream. But don't miss this point. Jacob worked his dream. That's good right there. Come, give me some organ on that one. Jacob worked his dream. Let me try it one more time. Maybe y'all get it. Jacob had to work his dream. Look at your neighbor. Look at your husband. Look at your child. Slap him and say, work your dream. Yeah, God gave him a dream. He had to work his dream. A lot of people got dreams. But very few people willing to work their dream. Know why? Because, now watch this. Jacob had to work his dream. Because later, his brother-in-law got mad at him. If you keep reading, going on to the next chapter, Genesis 31 and 1, it says, and Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, those his brother-in-laws, saying, Jacob has stolen away that which was our father's. Now they're trying to be opportunists. He's stolen what was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. That word glory there means wealth. It's translated in other translations as well. He said he's taken what was our father's, and he's now got all this wealth. No, the wealth came from what he worked. He didn't take anything from Jacob. He worked his dream. Who am I talking to today? God's telling you in 2021, you got to make up your mind. I'm going to work my dream. I'm going to work my dream. I'm going to work my dream. And come on, I know you're writing down your dream, but you got to work there. I know you're praying about your dream, but you got to work your dream. I know you're confessing your dream. You got to work your dream. I know you shared your dream with other people, but you got to work your dream. Jacob worked his dream. Look at this. Well, I thought just a dream. No. Look at Ecclesiastes 5 and 3. It says, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business. How does a dream come? Through the multitude of business. Not just business, a lot of business. a lot of sales, a lot of contracts, a lot of little things before you get to the big thing, a lot of insignificant deals before you get to the big deal, a lot of ones that you would despise before you get to the one that you appreciate. A dream coming through the multitude, a whole lot of business activity. He said, on the other hand, remember I told you how Solomon would write he would write in poetic form. He does a kind of a left and a right, a side A and side B. He says, on one hand, a dream comes to a multitude of business, but on the other hand, a fool's voice is known by multiple words. Multitude of words. He said, so you can either be working it or you can be talking about it. He said, even fools talk about it. Don't y'all get mad at me. Stay right there. A dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by a multitude of words. Do you have a multitude of words? Or do you have a multitude of business? That verse from the Amplified says, a dream comes through much effort. Comes through much business and painful effort is what some modern day Amplified transversion says. And a fool's voice is known by many words. A dream comes through much effort. The New King James says, a dream comes through much activity. Dream comes through much activity. So God has covenanted with us to bless us. God, and I'm declaring over you for 2021, God will bless you. I declare God will keep you. God's going to cause his face to shine upon you. God's going to favor you. God's going to increase you. God's going to promote you. God's going to enlarge your territory. But at the same time, we also got to be aware of the opportunists. As we pursue and walk in the blessings that God has for us. So Jacob is blessed working by digging. And then the Philistines come and say, that water is ours. How you going to claim what I work for? How you going to reap a harvest where you've sown no seed? That's what an opportunist tries to do. Jacob's brother-in-laws get mad at him. Laban's sons, his brother-in-law, all that belongs to my father. No, I grew this. There's no way you ever could have increased speckled sheep and spotted calves. God gave me this. I worked my dream. But now you're trying to take it and take advantage of it without any connection to me. That's what opportunist tries to do. In Genesis 12, where we first really start talking about the blessing, we know Genesis 12, God speaks to Abraham and tells him, I'm your seal, I'm exceeding great, great, great reward. He said, leave your mother, your father, your kindred, and pick it up in Genesis, put up Genesis 12 and 3 if you can. He says, I'll bless those that bless you. I will curse those that curse you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. He speaks this prophetic blessing over Abraham, over his life, over his generations. And so, but he was going to have to leave. So Genesis 12 and 4 says, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. He told him, leave your mother, your father, your kindred. And Lot went with him. Lot's a nephew. Lot, I think, comes on the definition of kindred. And Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 when he departed out of Haran. He was 100 by the time Isaac is born. God tells him to leave, and Lot goes with him. Now, we don't read that Abraham invited Lot to come. We don't read that Abraham begged him to come. We just say that Lot went. Because opportunists will always try to hang around and take advantage of blessed people for their selfish motives. Let me say that again. Opportunists will always try to hang around and take advantage of blessed people for their own selfish motives. Opportunists sometimes can see what you have more than you can see what you have. Opportunists can sometimes see what's on you more than you know what's on you. No, and before I had any idea what God was going to do with my life and do with this ministry. There were people speaking that to me. And Lord Jesus, I heard about so many, everybody prophets. I didn't know we had so many prophets today. Everybody prophets. Can I tell you, everybody prophets, I ain't a prophet. Anyway, I ain't gonna get into that. But I had heard about so many prophets. Now we got prophets all over the internet. Be careful all this internet prophets. People, you don't know these people. They don't know you. But they know to tell you to send $1,000 seed. Anyway, I remember there was a woman, and she was a good godly woman. When we had first started our church in the first year, we were in this little room we were renting. The woman spoke to me. I can tell you, I can mention her name. It's a positive thing. Her name was Gail Edwards. Sister Gail Edwards said to me, she said, "Pastor Billy, God's going to bless you." I said, "See it on you. God's going to bless you. He's going to bless your ministry." And then she gave me a word of encouragement or caution. She said, "If you don't get moved by the praise, you won't be moved by the criticism." In other words, she said, you're going to get praise and you're going to get criticism. And I never forgot that. She saw something, somebody else, there was another pastor who was already pastoring in the city. And we were working on our building, trying to get the next phase of it going. And he came over and brought some people to help. He said, and I went over to his church and he was renting his place. And he said, "Oh, we have somebody here." He said, "He's going to be the next word mega pastor in this city." And I'm looking, who? He said, "Pastor Bailey." I didn't see any of that. I wasn't even thinking that. I'm just, at the time, I'm full-time in ministry. All I'm believing for is that my kids don't suffer. All I'm believing right now is I can pay my rent every month in my rented house. I wasn't trying to get a house. I'm just believing for my rented house, my $750 a month to be paid, and my kids to have clothes on their back and a roof over their head, and my kids not going through what we have went through in the early days of our marriage with the utilities being off. That's what I was concerned about. I wasn't concerned about a mega church, but other people saw that on me. Can I tell you, sometimes there are people who see on you more than you see on yourself.
2021 will present opportunities in your life, but there will also be opportunists looking to take advantage of you. In this teaching, Bishop Herbert Bailey shows us how to maximize the opportunities presented to us, as well as how to recognize and avoid the opportunists around us. To order this series, call 877-798-5433 or order online at rightdirection.info. Just ask for opportunities and opportunists. As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at TheRDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.